So can you talk more in terms of how many patients overall have been treated and sort of at this point where we're at in terms of the efficacy of this therapy?
So our group at Penn has treated just over 70 patients at this point with a combination of CLL and ALL. The CLL trials are still ongoing. We completed an initial pilot trial of 14 patients where we were really trying to define safety, determine some of the side effects, get a sense of activity. That trial closed a little over a year ago. We reported the updated results at ASH this year of those 14 patients. Our response rate was just under 60%. About half of those were complete responses and about half partial responses. In fact, in these CLL patients, even the partial responses we've seen have been quite remarkable. We have a number of patients who get the T cells and have complete clearance of CLL from their blood and from their bone marrow. And we see these patients who start with very bulky adenopathy and see the adenopathy slowly improve over time. That meets all criteria of a partial response because their lymph nodes haven't returned to normal. This is very similar to activity we see, say, in the setting of a bone marrow transplant, where patients have a so-called graft versus leukemia effect, but that evolves over the course of several months. So we have patients who have negative bone marrows, who have no CLL in their blood, and have marked reduction in their adenopathy that continues to improve over months. In fact, have a patient who took 9 months to go into a complete response. So even these partial responses, we think, are quite clinically meaningful and clinically important.
Any explanation for patients who really don't respond?
We don't. That is one of the, I think, most important questions, why this works and, in fact, why it doesn't work. We are looking very hard to try and identify where this may or may not be effective. From this initial pilot trial we did, we had patients get a very wide range of cell doses that had to do with the manufacturing. And for the follow-up trial that we did, trying to determine whether cell dose was critical for efficacy, we are in the middle of a randomized phase two, but a dose-finding study or a dose optimization study. We're randomly assigning patients to one of two dose levels. And again, we reported a preliminary analysis at ASH this past year, and at least on first look, there's no suggestion that there's a dose response effect. And in fact, there's no suggestion that there's a dose toxicity effect. I think that's somewhat logical because I actually don't think it has to do with the dose of cells we give patients. I think it has to do with the dose of cells they end up with because these are a biologically living drug, if you will, that grow in the body. And so if they can grow, it doesn't matter within some range how many cells we actually give at the beginning. So it doesn't seem to be the cell dose. It doesn't appear to be a patient age. We haven't identified any pretreatment characteristics. It's not their prior therapy. It doesn't seem to correlate with their cytogenetic or risk profile or other risk factors of their underlying disease. We're doing a lot of studies right now trying to look at different factors of their immune system and their T cells, whether their T cells are equally functional going in to the process and patients who respond and who don't respond. But as of yet, we've not been able to identify anything to predict why one patient may respond and another wouldn't.
So in terms of these CLL patients, what kind of, obviously can't be that much follow-up because you just started using this the last few years, but what's the longest you've seen people and what's the average durations of responses you're seeing?
Yeah. So you're right. The trials are somewhat early in development, though. We do have two of our earliest patients that we initially treated still in remission at about 3.5 years now. And remarkably, they're still in remission and they still have detectable genetically modified T cells in their blood and in their bone marrow. So the remissions can be sustained. Now, it is true in CLL that a 3.5 year remission still requires longer follow-up, though, in fact, both of these patients were patients who hadn't achieved a complete remission with prior therapy. And then follow-up in our other patients in remission go anywhere from about 3 months to 18 months at this point.